Welcome, ladies and gents. It's Tamra here for the bonus week of Remarkable Relationships, Living as Your True Self. So let me begin by asking, are you living as your true self? Just have a feel into that for a moment. Are you living as your true self? Let's have a look at what it actually means to live as your true self. You will know you're living as your true self if you feel full, if you have an inner knowing that everything is okay, that you are all you need, that life is your playground, and you have the tools to create magic in all corners of your existence. Whenever a challenge arises, you look inside first, decide the kind of world you want to see, and then you project that world outside, making it truth as you see it. You understand that your true self has all the answers, and you trust your true self's guidance over the egoic thoughts of the mind. You always come from a place of love, and when life throws you a curveball or 10, you see it for what it truly is, a learning opportunity to help you deepen your self-love. You recognize that self-love is all that matters, and you commit to that journey inwards, choosing love over fear every moment of every day. That is what it is to live as your true self. Now, living as your true self doesn't mean you stay heart-connected 100% of the time. What it means is that as soon as you notice that you're in an egoic state, you've lost touch with your true self, you recognize it for what it is, let it go, and make the conscious decision to fill yourself back up with love so that you may once again follow the guidance of your true self. In learning how to do this, you simply need to have one very basic understanding, and that is this. We are either in love or we are in fear. In everything we do, we are either coming from a place of love or coming from a place of fear. You know you're connected to your true self because you will feel love, just as you will know your ego is running the show because you will experience fear. Anger, greed, guilt, comparison, judgment, and all of those negative feelings, they're simply byproducts of fear. Just as pleasure, happiness, joy, health, they're simply byproducts of love. So you're either in a loving space or a fearful space, and you will know you're in a fearful space because you won't feel very good and your life will be a struggle. You'll experience pain or dissatisfaction in your life. If we take a good look at fear, fear is false evidence appearing real. When you focus on lack, pain, scarcity, negative outcomes, whatever they may be in that moment, they are what become your reality. The fearful story is playing over and over in your mind like a horror movie. We live in a fear-driven society, and so we are brought up believing in fear. Fearful of not having enough money. Fearful of never meeting our life partner. Fearful of getting sick. Fearful of, well, everything. We live in fear. We fear not being good enough. We fear not being pretty enough. We fear not being skinny enough, rich enough. Yet there comes a time when we need to stop choosing fear and start choosing love. And not just choose love, but commit to love. For me, this happened when I was told I needed to be put in a mental home because I'd become a risk to myself with regular suicide attempts. In that moment, I made the decision to learn how to stop hating myself so that I could start loving myself instead. That journey hasn't always been easy, yet every time fear stole me away, I would bring love back in to soak it up. Every time I noticed I'd abandoned myself, I would commit to reconnecting with myself. I made it my life policy, choose love over fear, no matter what. And to this day, this is my policy for life. As you remove the fearful beliefs, and as you consciously commit to choosing love over fear every moment of every day, that love will become a potent force within you that attracts more and more love. The less fearful beliefs you hold, the easier it will be to stay in a loving space because your ego won't have as much gunk to sink its claws into. The ego cannot survive without fear. We know we're in ego when we go into fault-finding mode, when we start to judge, compare, stress, worry. When things start to get topsy-turvy, you know you've taken a detour into fear. Under any unhealthy behavior is fear. Under every shitty circumstance is fear. Fear is responsible for any pain, any illness, any lack, debt, or negative emotions you feel. But you all have the antidote to fear. And that antidote is love. All you need to do to create enough love to dissolve the fear is to do your love wrap and ask your true self for guidance. It really is that simple. But it takes your full commitment to actually do it, to commit to choosing love over fear every time fear rains on your happy parade, every time someone triggers you into a negative state, every time you feel like life's just too much to handle. Simply take a moment now to ask yourself, how much do I want love? How committed am I to experiencing love in all that I do? Simply feel into that for a moment. If you got anything less than 100% commitment, then simply consider this. Becoming your true self is only a matter of time. It's inevitable. You can fight it, let your ego take charge and continue to struggle through life. Or you can create the space for your true self to be heard, so that you can be guided by your true self on how to live in total love. And when I say live in total love, I'm talking about living an abundant life where all that you desire naturally flows into your life without you needing to do much at all. Because that is what is available to those who live as their true self. Whether you experience that kind of heartfelt joy and ease is entirely up to you. The choice really is yours. And you all know how to choose love over fear. But in case you need a little refresher, I'll get you to write down the steps now. Step 1. Notice when fear sets in. Notice the fearful thought or behavior. So step 1, notice when fear sets in. Notice the fearful thought or behavior. Step 2, love wrap. So step 2 is love wrap. Step 3, ask your true self for the truth. So ask your true self for the truth. That's step 3. And then finally, step 4. Clear the belief that created the fearful behavior, situation, or thought. Step 4. Clear the belief that created the fearful behavior, situation, or thought. That's it. That's how you choose love over fear. Now, you won't necessarily have time in every instance that fear comes up to clear a belief on the spot. So do steps 1 to 3, and then during your next tune-in, ask for the beliefs that created that situation and clear it so that fear doesn't play out again. Until you clear the belief, you will continue to repeat those negative behaviour patterns and attract in gunky circumstances and gunky people so that you can get the lesson. Because that's why we have gunky interactions with people. It's to show us what next we need to heal within ourselves in order to go deeper into self-love. So thank those people for reflecting your gunkitude and be on your merry way. Only when you take full responsibility for your thoughts can you create miraculous change. What you do in life comes from what you think. I'll be honest, giving up fear can be likened to a sweet tooth giving up sugar. They're both sneaky little critters that hide out in almost everything. The cravings for the highs of sugar or fear-driven drama for what you know can be difficult not to give in to. But if you're serious about really living, then you must make that commitment now. My challenge to you for the next 30 days is, every time you notice a fearful thought, you stop and you commit to love. Fear is like darkness. When the light is turned on, the darkness disappears. Bring love into fearful times and you see how quickly the negativity dissipates. The popular metaphysical guide, A Course in Miracles, states, love will immediately enter into any mind that truly wants it. So do you really want it? Do you really want a life of love, happiness, abundance, and all those other things you dream about? I can tell you now, the fear will stick to you like glue if you don't bring in love. All you need to do is ask, and you will be shown the way. It really is that simple. No one who lives in fear is truly alive. Fear hides who we really are. Connecting and listening to your true self is the path out of fear and into love. Any fear you believe stops the miracles from happening. You cannot welcome in all the things you desire if you're living in fear. Fear puts up walls so those things can't come into your life. Or if they do come in, they're quickly taken away from you. You date that guy, he ticks all the boxes and you're thinking, yes, he's the one. And then he dumps you. Or you get that bonus at work and you're like, oh, thank goodness, now I can start to get ahead financially. And then the very same day your car breaks down and you spend all of that money and then some on fixing the car. This happens because you're letting fear guide the way. You're letting your limiting beliefs play out instead of clearing them. You're letting your ego be your guide. The only thing we ever really see and experience in life is our thoughts projected outward. And those thoughts are based on our past. So until you go in and clean up your childhood programming, then the fear will be a shadow that follows your every step. The ancestor to any action is a thought. If you're fueled by fear, your thoughts will be gunky, and as a result, so will your actions. Yet if you're fueled by love, you will have gorgeous thoughts that will play out by way of loving actions. Like Buddha once said, we are shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. Whatever you accept into your mind has reality for you. This is why you must guard your thoughts and ensure they are not fear-driven. Your mind makes your future, so you want to make sure you're filling it with loving thoughts, not fearful ones. Every loveless thought must be noticed and replaced with more loving thoughts. and you must commit to this. Healing is only necessary when we separate from who we are, when we choose fear over love, ego over true self. The body cannot create, only the mind can create. The body can only get sick when it's under the guidance of the mind as opposed to the heart, when we are in fear as opposed to love. And what I'm sure you've all noticed is when we get sick, there is generally an increase in fear. Yet to heal, we need to increase love. All healing is a release from fear. Healing happens when you surrender your fear to your true self and let love back in. The body only exists as a learning device to take us deeper into self-love. And when you recognize that, illness no longer brings fear. Health really is inner love. And when we have inner love, miracles occur naturally as an expression of that love. We can all live a life of miracles, for miracles are the natural way of life. We simply need to strip off the layers of conditioning first and let go of our false perceptions and limiting beliefs. To not see miracles is to deny your true self sight. Miracles are natural because they are an expression of love. What's important to understand is that you are love. You learnt that in week 6. You are love. You don't need to find it anywhere. Everything you desire in life is within you. You never lose love. You simply forget where it is and go looking external all over the place for it, when it's actually with you all along. Once you remove the fear or limiting beliefs, stopping you from seeing that, then the love that you desire will come into your physical reality. Like the Zen saying goes, when you seek it, you cannot find it. Why can't you find it? Because it's in here, not out there. The answers are within you. Shift your focus from external power to internal power. Trying to control external events and people is draining and is ultimately fear-based. Nothing external can make you more complete than you already are. Fearful beliefs, they really are like a virus. They attack the core operating system. Thoughts and beliefs born of fear only serve to draw us away from love. They shut us down, keep us in error mode, not functioning as well as we could. When love is absent, fear sets in. This is why we need to keep ourselves full. Full of love. And the best way to do this is love wrap regularly. Tune in and diffuse limiting beliefs regularly. Surround yourself with people who are happy and positive and value self-love. And indulge in self-nurture and self-loving activities daily. When you're filling your life with love in this way, then there's no room for fear to sneak in. The ego's purpose is fear. The true self's purpose is love. The ego is the part of the mind that believes in division, in things being separate. Judgment and comparison are born of this division that the ego creates. When you are tired, for example, you have judged yourself as being capable of being tired. When you are afraid of something, you are giving power to its ability to hurt you. The ego battle is the ego's battle for survival, to preserve itself. For once you truly understand that the ego does not exist and it is simply an illusion, then it cannot do you harm. The only way to dispel illusions, such as the fear of the ego, is to withdraw all investment in them. There really is only one difficulty or drama in life, and that is our decision to live in fear as opposed to love. We think we have many different problems, relationship meltdowns, money struggles, health issues, but we only have one problem. we chose fear over love. All the other things are symptoms of this one problem. Being broke or lonely is as much an ailment as cancer. They are all illnesses of the mind that have physical symptoms. Heal yourself of your childhood programming and the symptoms will ease. If there is debt, there is a debt within you that needs to be healed. All of these symptoms we experience are due to our letting fear into our life. So tune in and ask your true self now. How can I heal the separation from my true self? How can I be one with my true self, one with love? So just tuning in now, asking, how can I heal the separation from my true self so that I can be one with my true self, one with love? If you take the time to listen to your true self, you will be told all you need to know. Denying your true self's voice results in you living a life of illusions and fear. When you're stuck in a fear mindset, you can't see solutions. All you see is problems. Indulging in fear perpetuates the fear cycle. Holding on to our limiting beliefs keeps us having a limited reality, a limited amount of time, a limited amount of money, a limited amount of joy. Like French artist Marc Chagall once said, if I create from the heart, nearly everything works. If I create from the head, almost nothing. You have two choices. To feel expansive, loving, and connected to the high vibrations of your true self, to literally be your true self, or to feel contracted, afraid, and immersed in the low vibrations of suffering, to not be your true self, but to take rule from your ego. When you're connected to your true self, flow and synchronicity take place of willpower. Instead of having to motivate yourself to do things, you are inspired to do them. Hard work is no longer something you partake in because life flows easily and effortlessly. For that is the way of love. Love brings ease and peace to the most challenging of times. You get to this point where you do nothing and everything gets done for you. The more you tune in, the more love you bring into your life, the more productive you become with little effort or time. Depending on your current belief systems, this may seem impossible or completely out of reach right now. But as you strip off those beliefs and the time you spend in love grows, the more this will become a reality for you. When you allow yourself to experience love, then the guidance you need is there for you. You are the only one blocking out the life you desire. And until you commit fully to listening to your true self, then your true self's golden insights will go unheard. The only place you will find love, pleasure, abundance, freedom, joy, happiness, and all that you deserve is by sitting in love, connecting with your true self. the only reason that there is fear or ego is because we've separated from our true self. If you've been continuing to clear and tune into yourself since completing the Remarkable Relationships course, you may experience a sense of loss or a sense of uneasiness as you step into a new way of being. If life feels intense or chaotic, know that you've shifted the emphasis just enough from fear to love that your old reality has destabilized and the new reality of your true self is starting to break through. What often happens at this point is that you need to let go of goals, possessions, people, or parts of your lifestyle. You may lose whole aspects of your identity, your motivation, your direction, and your comfortable habits. What your true self is saying is, you are not of this old limited self anymore. It's time to discover who you really are and what you're really capable of. It's during this time you need to choose love over fear even more so as your ego fights for its survival. The magical turning point in the transformation process, it happens when you stop paying attention to your old world with all of its hectic business and clutter and shift your full attention to how your true self might recreate everything. The challenge comes when your ego tries to make you think that you will lose everything if you step into this new way of being. Your ego will try to convince you to go back to your old job, that old relationship you've outgrown, just so you feel secure or you have some sense of familiarity. When this happens, don't give in. Stay connected to your true self, because this is the sign that you're on the verge of stepping into a happier, more at ease you. You're not losing any part of yourself. You're reconnecting with who you truly are, minus all that gunky stuff you took on as a child. And this doesn't mean you have to give up chocolate, sex, your wardrobe of designer clothes, and move to the mountains and meditate all day. You can still enjoy those earthly pleasures, only you'll do it in a more aware and connected way that will actually enhance your enjoyment of them. And you won't need them to feel good about yourself. This will happen naturally. For those who have not yet established a daily practice, now is the time to do so. Tuning in isn't something that you do. Tuning in is connecting with yourself. And if you're not connected to yourself, then you're living your life on autopilot. That's why tuning in needs to become your way of life, so you can stay with yourself. Because who wants to abandon themselves, which is essentially what you're doing when you go into fear? You're walking out on yourself and letting the subconscious robot kick in, a robot that is being programmed with fear as its main driver. We live in a fear-driven society, and to be exposed to this every day, we need to ensure we are tuning into ourselves or our life will start to come undone. We get busy, and what's the first thing we abandon? Our true self, our pockets of time to be still. Yet it's our true self we need most in those busy, hectic times. It is our true self that will bring ease and flow to those times of overwhelming stress and worry. Being busy is a form of laziness, lazy thinking, and indiscriminate action. Being overwhelmed is often as unproductive as doing nothing. A lack of time is actually a lack of priorities. Prioritize your true self, and the busy will stop. You may not be able to conceive of the how right now, but your true self knows how. Your true self has all the answers if you just create the space to listen. The traffic lights of life are not all going to be green, so you just happen to have hours of time to tune into your true self every day. You need to decide that now is the right time to commit to a daily tuning in practice, to take that time to connect with your true self. Someday is a disease that will take your dreams to the grave with you. So tune in now and ask your true self, What are the distractions keeping me from myself? What are the distractions keeping me from living as my true self? Now ask, what beliefs do I need to clear and what actions do I need to take to no longer fall prey to these distractions? What beliefs do I need to clear and what actions do I need to take to no longer fall prey to these distractions? We have a huge capacity to change our lives and change our circumstances. You simply need to make the decision to do so. To really grow, you need to become a student of life, a student of self. And tuning in is how you learn about you, about how to enjoy the most fabulous life. Tuning in is how you become more of who you truly are. Tuning in is your vehicle to love. Now, I know I've said this many times in this course, but I also know that some of your egos have convinced you that you don't need to tune in with a pen and paper each day. You absolutely do. When you tune in with a pen and paper, the messages are coming straight from your heart to your hand, and they don't have the chance to get meddled with by your fearful mind. It's easy for the mind to twist the insights from our heart if we're tuning in without a pen and paper, especially in the earlier days of tuning in. And the one sure way to protect against this is to tune in with a pen and paper daily. That way, the risk of your ego creeping into your tuning in and giving you unhelpful messages is far less likely. Spend the rest of your day tuning in without. But make sure whenever a difficult decision needs to be made or something brings up a lot of fear, you let your true self deliver you the insight you need through your pen straight onto the paper. That way you will bypass your head and the gunky thoughts that will block out the truth. One other thing you must know is that if you try to control the answers you get in your tune-ins or think you know the answer already, you block out the insight from coming through. What we think is best for us is an ego manifestation to keep us living a life of lack. When tuning in, you need to go in with a beginner's mind and completely let go of any need to control the answers you get. Be completely open to receiving new insights that you may never have considered before. When you approach tuning in from a place of realizing that you know nothing and your true self knows all, only then can you be truly guided. Throughout our journey into self-love, be mindful that fear will try to creep back in. Your ego will try to convince you things aren't working. Right when you think you've got this love thing down pat, fear will sneak in to bring you undone. This is nothing to be afraid of, simply something to be aware of. Being conscious of how your fear comes in and knocks you off center will help keep things in check. Of course, tuning into your true self regularly and doing all your self-loving activities, such as dating yourself, having regular baths and walks in nature, will leave less room for fear to creep back in. Love will take up so much space in your life that there just won't be any room for the fear anymore. Trust this and know that love is all you need to dissolve the fear. The more you practice coming home to your true self, the quieter the voice of the ego becomes, until it's merely a whisper. Such a whisper that we can easily see it for what it is, not real. When we realize it's not real, then we have no need to take it on. Understand that you will go into fear. It will happen. But when it does, you simply need to witness it without judgment and let your true self guide you back to love. If you give energy to the slump, it's prolonged. But if you're grateful for all you have and all you're learning, it will shift quicker and be replaced by opportunities to create what you desire. The growth isn't that you're happy all the time. The growth is that you know how to come back to your true self when you notice you've gone into ego, gone into fear. And just because you created a reality once doesn't mean you have to keep recreating it again and again and again. Life responds rapidly when you ask your true self for help. But in order to hear its messages, you need to be still. Feel into life with conscious sensitivity. Notice your life. Really notice it. All the nuances, all the subtleties. Nothing in life is a coincidence or accidental. There is meaning in everything and everyone who comes into your life. Everyone and everything is a messenger of self. Look for the reflections. For in the reflections are your answers, your insights. Your body is a barometer of what's happening around you. Listen to your body, notice when it doesn't feel good, and let it communicate to you. You must flex the muscle of your true self. You must increase its strength. And the only way to do this is to listen to it more and apply its guidance. If you do not hear the voice of your true self every moment of every day, it's because you didn't choose to listen. The more pockets of space and stillness you create in your life, the more your true self can be heard and the more insights you will receive. Insights that will guide you out of a fearful way of living and into a loving way of being. So get out of your head and get into your heart. That is the answer. Imagine a maze, and you're in the middle of that maze, and your objective is to get out of that maze. Now, the hedges of the maze are so high you can't possibly see over them. So getting out, it's going to take a lot of guesswork, yeah? You'll in most cases take a lot of wrong turns and end up back where you started. That's what it's like to listen to your head. The fearful thoughts of your mind. But what if you climb to the top of the tower that's in the middle of that hedge maze? You'd be able to see out and work out which turns you need to take to get out of the maze in the shortest amount of time, wouldn't you? You'd see the answer instantly, just like that. This is what it's like to listen to your heart's guidance, to listen to your true self. If you're refusing to set aside time to listen to your true self, then you're making life hard for yourself. You're gonna make the same mistake over and over and over again. You're going to take wrong turns and end up in places you'd rather not be. Yet all of this can be avoided if you simply make the commitment to listen to your heart at every twist and turn in the journey. Don't make any decision from a place of fear, from what to wear that day to what business deal to sign. Do you really want to be making decisions from a gunky place, from a place where you don't have that bird's eye view? Decisions from a fearful place lead to shitty outcomes. You wrote that assignment when you were in a negative space, and so now you have to rewrite it in order to get a pass. Wouldn't you have saved time just getting the content for the assignment straight from your true self the first time around? If I'm writing content for a course or workshop I'm presenting, if at any stage it's hard or I'm stressed for time, I stop and I go for a walk. I tune in. And then I come back to it and start over, and every single time I finish that project in less time than I thought possible. I rewrote a whole novel in a long weekend because I was tuned in. When you catch yourself saying, "I can't," "I have to," or "I should," tune in and find out the truth. Our absorption in physical reality keeps us disconnected from what is possible. You are already what you desire. In the ego's language, to have and to be are different, but they are identical to the true self. Your true self knows that you both have everything and you are everything. Everything is in the moment with you. You ask and you are given what you desire. You need to apply for a job, so you ask your true self for what you need to put in that application. It's as simple as that. It's only us that puts a size or difficulty ranking on how hard it is to manifest something into our physical reality. What I'm saying is that manifesting your perfect partner is no different in terms of difficulty than manifesting a cup of tea, if your belief systems support that. As you move into this high vibration way of being, what you want to create happens effortlessly, miraculously, with no logical explanation, in a jiffy. Therefore, love is your true wealth in this life. If there's something you want to be rich in, it's love. For everything you think, which is not of your true self, is lacking. Know also that your true self does not desire control. It does not demand. It has no need to overcome anything. It simply serves to guide you back to love, to remind you of who you truly are. Love. Your life can be filled with wicked witches, full of fearful and dangerous forests, or your life can be full of magic and miracles and happily ever afters. It's time you own your love story. Wherever you are right now, love where you're at, knowing that the more you love it, the more love you bring to your life. Look at what the past did for you as opposed to what it did to you. In other words, see the lessons in everything you have experienced up until this day and be grateful for having been given those learning opportunities. And if you can't be grateful, take the time now to tune in and ask your true self, what from my past am I still holding on to? So tuning in now and asking your true self, what from my past am I still holding on to? Writing down the answers as they come to you. The only way to clear hatred, anger, hurt, guilt, and any of the other raft of negative feelings and emotions is to douse them in love. Ask your true self for guidance on how to do this. Ask your true self to show you the way. Ask your true self what you need to know and do to be willing to surrender the attack thoughts. For home play, go through each of those areas one by one and ask for the learnings. Ask for the beliefs that are keeping you being able to love those past experiences that caused you so much hurt and grief. Because in life, there is no good or bad. We are who make them good or bad. It is our perception of them. And when you realize that there is love and learnings in each situation, no matter how shitty it may seem at the time, then you're able to create massive healings. And with every healing comes more love. And the more love we have in our life, the better our life becomes. That is when you're able to start viewing yourself as the heroine or the hero in the love story that is your life. Your history has been the treasure map that has got you to where you are today. Lessons are buried beneath the surface of your experiences, and sometimes you need to dig a little to find them. Your degree of resistance to healing these old hurts is proportional to the degree of power available to you on the other side of that resistance. When you are truly ready to experience a magical life, you will be shown the way to make it happen. Our true self can only be heard when we create stillness and silence in our life. So if you're busy, 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 you're missing all the insights and guidance from your true self. Your ego tries to keep you busy, for it fears for its survival. And the busier it keeps you, the less you hear the voice of your true self. Like I said before, busyness is a form of laziness. Being too lazy to consciously choose love over fear. So before I say farewell for one final time, let me ask you this question. Are you the author of your love story? And is your physical reality how you wish it to be? Live the truth of who you are, not your ego, not your fear. They are not who you are. You are love, and love is capable of amazing things. Love really is all you need. So enjoy living a life of love. And I will leave you with this quote from Joseph Campbell. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. And as you know, the only way to truly be who you are at your core is to allow your true self to guide you into love. Please enjoy your self-love journey and thank yourself for carving out time to love you. Your true self is eternally grateful.